Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, September 15th. Well, the rail strike was so far, it appears, averted. Markets tried to rally, I think, off of that news here. We had some decent highs put in overnight, and early in the session, you had both Chicago and Kansas City wheat putting in recent highs in the range they've been in for quite a while. New highs going back to July 11th and July 12th, and then sometime early in the morning, the wheat markets, the other grain markets, crude oil especially, really took a nosedive, and everything kind of followed suit there, and we finished in the red across the board. So I'm not exactly sure what it was that took the wind out of those sails, if it was some news coming out of a meeting between Xi and Putin, or if, you know, in the wheat, it might have just been the fact that they broke out of that range, got higher, and seeing as there was no follow-through, the sellers came back in and pounded it back into the recent range. So we'll maybe get some more information later on. Taking a look at these markets, we've got December corn finished down 4¾ cents at 677.5. That's about 12.5 cents off of an earlier 690 high. The much delayed export sales came out today. They released them a couple of weeks and then two single weeks. The accumulation of them all, they were expecting about 1.7 to 3.4 million metric tons. That number came in about 2.3 million, so right in the middle of the range there. Taking a look at the wheat markets, which got beat up the most here, we had December Chicago finishing down 27¼ cents at 845. That's almost 40 cents off of an 884¾ high. December Kansas City down 20¾ cents at 926¼. That about 32 cents off of earlier highs, traded as high as 958. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9¼, 928¾, about 19 cents off of a 947¼ high there. Those delayed export sales in the wheat, about the middle of the range as well. They were expecting combined for those 4 weeks, somewhere between 900,000 and 2.25 million metric tons. That came in at 1.410. So again, we'll see what was driving that. We had the dollar trading a little bit higher today, but that has been sitting in this range here now, up in that 107 to 109 area for a couple of weeks. A lot of people just lifted their heads up out of macro events and took a look at the dollar and said that's not good for wheat, but maybe that was the case, but I'm sure there will be more news forthcoming. Taking a look at beans, we had November finish down 3.5 cents, 1451.5. We've got that 100-day moving average just below there at 1450. Closes above there. Maybe we'll stabilize that market, but if we do take that out, we could take a leg lower. We finished there about 17 cents off of earlier highs, high of the day in the beans, coming in at 1468.5. Those combined sales from the delay, they were looking for between 2.5 and 5.3 million metric tons. They came in at a pretty strong 5.644. And that, you know, in spite of the fact that with that currency maneuver that Argentina pulled, they have been selling a whole lot of beans down there. So that cutting into the U.S. export market for the time being. NOPA crush came out today, 165.54 million bushels. That was versus expectations of 166.11, so a little bit weaker there. Soy oil stocks, 1.565 billion pounds. That's the lowest since June of 2021. So again, we had a small pop overnight, possibly on the settlement of that rail situation. Harvest is looking good over the next 2 weeks with the weather. You've got those macro events possibly hanging over the market, so we will see how that plays out. Outside markets at this time, we've got crude oil trading down 328 a bushel, 328 a barrel at 85.20. That's almost $4 over the below the earlier high at 89.15. It'll be interesting to see what sparked that sell-off in the crude. We got the Dow Jones right now trading just down about 50 points here. Dow Jones futures down 57. We've got the S&P down 31 handles at 39.34.75. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.